Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the weekday podcast. As always, we are thrilled you're here today. The goal of this podcast really is to provide some encouragement. Today, I want to talk about three choices that every single one of us can make. Now, if you've been around Sugar Hill Church, you know that we just wrapped up our annual July teaching called Your Story Matters. And this last Sunday was all about excuses that people make for not finishing what God has called them to do. Now, chances are you know what that feeling's like. You know what it's like to have unfinished business, unfinished decisions, relationships that need some clarity. We've all been there. I mean, just look at our houses. Hello. There's always that room that never gets done, that project that never gets finished. And sometimes, oftentimes, that happens in our spiritual lives as well. And so this last Sunday, we talked about three excuses that came right out of Haggai chapter 1 and Haggai chapter 2. Let me rattle those off for you. Excuse number 1, it's too hard. Excuse number 2, I don't know what to do. And excuse number 3, it probably won't work anyway. Now, I don't know if those exactly fit you. My guess is you see yourself in some of those where sometimes we have unfinished tasks. Why? Because it's too hard. Sometimes we buy into the idea that if something is meant of God, then it ought to be easy. It's as if we think that if God called us to do something, then he ought to make the path super clear, super straight, super obvious. But here's the truth. Anything worth doing always costs us something. A life that's worth living always costs us something. A decision that's going to change the course of our lives will cost us something. So that brings us to choice number 1. And here's the choice. The choice that you can make and I can make is to say on the front end of something that's hard, we can say, I will do what is right, not what is easy. Let me say that again. Choice number 1 is to say, I will do what is right as God defines right instead of doing what's easy. We see this throughout scripture that things that are hard often have the biggest impact. So say right now on the front end, I'm going to do what's right. The second excuse that we rattled off was I don't know what to do. Oftentimes we find ourselves paralyzed because we have so many options in front of us. Sometimes those are options in our head. Sometimes those are options from well-meaning people in our life that are speaking into our life. But if we're not careful, we'll have paralysis by analysis. We'll have so many options out there that we don't even know where to start. We don't even know what to do. When Haggai 1, God breaks it down for them. He says, here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, number 1, go up into the mountains. Number 2, cut down the trees. Number 3, build my house. God breaks it down into 3 simple steps. The problem in Haggai 1 is they knew exactly what they were meant to do, but they decided to live for themselves. And so in essence, they put their comfort ahead of God's calling. And so that brings us to choice number 2. Here's choice number 2. I will put God's calling ahead of my personal comfort. I will put God's calling ahead of my personal comfort. In other words, I'm going to put God's desires first. His call, his desire, his dream. And then excuse number 3 was it probably won't work anyway. There's some naysayers in Haggai's day that didn't think it was going to work out. They didn't think it was worth it. They didn't think that it was going to turn out the way that they wanted it to. So their mentality was, if it's not going to work out the way we think it ought to, then we're not even going to get started. Well, choice number 3 is this. I will obey God and I will trust him with the results. See, when we have that mentality of it's probably not going to work out, what we're doing is we're taking on God's job. Our job is not how does it turn out. Our job is to be obedient to what God asked us to do. God's job is to bring about the results. My job, do the next right thing. God's job, to bring about whatever results he wants to do. And so I want to encourage you today, whatever that unfinished thing is, maybe that conversation, maybe that choice, maybe that work deal that's going on, to say, you know what, I'm going to replace those excuses with 3 deliberate choices. I will choose to do what's right instead of what's easy. I will choose to put God's calling ahead of my comfort. And I will choose to obey God, and I will trust him with the results. And I'm telling you, as you do that, you'll find that your story gets better, and the kingdom grows because of it. Well, that's all the time I have on the podcast today, but I do want to encourage you. We've got a team in Guatemala this week on a mission trip. And so I want to encourage you to check out our social media accounts, especially on Instagram. and track along and pray with them and pray for them. They're doing a great, great work. I can't wait for you to learn more about it. But let's be a church and a people that lifts them up. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.